Welcome to the Morning Scroll. I'm Rabbi Dina Cowens from Mishkan Chicago, and you're listening to what will be a quick dive into this week's Parsha. If you've been meaning to brush up on your Jewish literacy or you're looking for some inspiration, you've come to the right place. This week, we read Parshat Balak, the name of a king with a pretty reasonable fear of the Israelites and a pretty bad plan to take them down. We'll start with a brief recap. Balak, king of Moab, hears about the Israelites destroying some of his neighbor kingdoms, and he asks the priest Balaam to go curse the Israelite camp. God appears to Balaam in a dream and is like, oh no you don't, which Balaam tells to King Balak, but the king is insistent. So Balaam saddles up his trusty donkey, and once again, God comes to him in a dream saying, okay, fine, you can go, but you will only say what I tell you. On the journey, a sword-wielding angel blocks their path, and Balaam's donkey is like, heck no, I don't mess with sword-wielding angels. So she stops walking. Balaam gets pissed and hits her, and she turns around to him and is like, excuse me, what did I do to you to deserve that? I obviously can't walk through this very obvious angel with a sword. Then Balaam sees the angel and is chastised for hitting his donkey. Balaam finally makes it to Moab, and he tells the king to build 7 altars to offer sacrifices. Balak tries to tell Balaam the curses to say, but when Balaam speaks, blessings come out. Balak is, understandably, pissed, so they relocate to a new mountain to try again. Well, this does not work, and once again, Balaam has only nice things to say about the Israelites. They try a third time on a third mountain, but you can guess what happens. So disappointed, Balak sends Balaam away. Before he leaves, he offers one pretty ominous prophecy about the end of days, and then the Moabite women take matters into their own hands and go into the Israelite camp to seduce them and make them worship Baal. Now, God is really pissed, so God tells Moshe to kill anyone who was seduced, and also a plague breaks out and starts killing people. Pinchas, son of Eleazar, the new high priest, sees 2 people engaged in some sexy intertribal acts and stabs them through with a sword. Dun dun dun! There's a lot to love in this parsha, but one line is definitely the most famous. Ma tovu ohalecha Yaakov mishkanotecha Yisrael. How good are your tents, Jacob, your dwelling place, God wrestlers? We say it every morning at the beginning of our prayer service, traditionally just as we're entering the prayer space, which feels sort of unexpected that we begin our communal prayer every morning by repeating a line that was supposed to be a curse uttered by a foreign priest of a different god. What's so special about this line? Our sages had the same question. The Talmud in Bava Batra says that when Balaam looked out over the Israelite camp, he noticed that everyone had pitched their tent with the opening facing away from the other tents, giving each family a measure of privacy even in the crowded and intimate camp. This apparently was so moving that this blessing came tumbling out of his mouth. So why do we repeat it every morning as we enter a communal prayer space? Perhaps because it reminds us that we're each bringing our own thing, our own baggage with us. And the goal of communal prayer is to give everyone enough privacy to be with their own stuff, while also coming together as a community to build intimacy and closeness. It's like saying, I'm here if you need me, but you don't owe me any information about your life. Our responsibility to each other is to be there, not to pry or to try to eavesdrop, but to make ourselves available and approachable. For this, I want to offer a blessing to the countless Israelite families who experienced family stuff, arguments and fights, disappointments and celebrations, and who didn't need to worry about their neighbors being all up in their business while they were dealing with that, but who also knew that they were surrounded by a caring community who could and would help out. And to all of you, I hope you experience the blessing of space in your life and people close enough to call on them when you need them. See you next week.